dare you! You are the centre of everything I do! Mummy treated me as though I'd simply fallen over and cut my knee. Picked me up and said, "You'll be alright now. It won't show much." She wanted to make it all better. I wanted you, Rosie. For the first time in my life, I took care of myself. Refused joints, did exercise. Quit the clinic. It's a curl. After you'd gone, I tried to lose that memory. Graham, your father, he couldn't be there the day you were born. He had to be in Liverpool. He was married. He loved me. He loved you. You must believe that. He said he'd leave his wife, but I knew he wouldn't. There were two young children involved. The youngest was only 4. We agreed. Separate lives. But I wanted to bring you up. So we sent money. I took you to Lyme Park one day. I saw them together. Across the lake. He was buying them ice creams. His wife was taking a photo. I think they live in Leeds now. I saw his name in the Guardian last year. An article about his photographs. It was a very cold winter after you were born. There were power cuts. I couldn't keep the room warm. There were no lights in the towel box. I knew we had an open fire. So we took a bus to Disbury. Big gardens, pine kitchens. Made a change from concrete. I rang the bell. A Punjabi man answered. Said he was sorry. They moved. By the time we got back to Moss Side, it was dark. The lift wasn't working. That was the night. I phoned Mummy. Asked her. I tried. I couldn't do it anymore, Rosie. It doesn't matter how much you concede after you failed once. After you'd gone, I tried to lose that memory. A week. In the flat. Then I went back to art school. Said you thought I was inhuman. I remember the books that came out that winter. How to Succeed as a Single Working Mother. Fairy tales! Sandra and Hugh thought both have a family now. Quite a few of my friends do. I could give you everything now, Rosie.